Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I got to ask, how was your ride in today?
I got here, I think, at 8:20.
Yeah, you had a pretty easy ride in,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, no.
Well, I mean,
easy.
At least you left early.
Well, 6:20.
We all battle the roads. I know Pony has a bad ride in. I have a bad ride in. A lot of people in D.C. beat the roads by taking the Metro, which is our
mass transit.
It's our subway. Yes. It's what it is. And
subway.
And a lot of people think it's the best, which is why this is a sad story. It's shutting down. Here's Oscar Santana with the details.
An unprecedented move that could cripple transit for commuters.
Did you think I was going to throw it to you or not?
Second language.
Oh, by the way, Mike will be joining us in the body of the show. He's not here right now.
Can we try that again, please?
Yes. With the Metro closing down, you know, a lot of people don't know this. It was based on the BART system in San Francisco.
BART.
So here is what ours is called the Metro. No, ours is called the Metro. It's shutting down. And here with the details is Oscar Santana.
Yes, Rob Spiewak. Apparently, this is an unprecedented move for the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area. On average, the system sees more than 700,000 commuters every day. Yesterday, General Manager Paul Weddlefield, he says that they're going to have to announce that they're shutting down the Metro for weeks at a time. Certain rails will be one-tracked, and certain rails will be completely
single-tracking.
Shut down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what I heard on the news, Oscar, is years of neglected maintenance. And did you see the video of the fire?
Yes, another fire.
Yeah, this is
arcing loads.
This is what what people
arcing
have been called.
Tracks.
People have called this unprecedented. It's really nothing like this has happened before.
There's just too much power going to the lines.
It's a bad grid. So to get to the bottom of this, to get the down low, let's go live. It's the Metro guy. Hi, Metro guy.
This is the orange line of Carrollton.
Mr. Metro.
Look.
What?
I know a lot of times we've never had you on as a spokesman before. Are you comfortable addressing this topic?
What do you say to the 700,000 passengers boarding each day?
Yeah.
Sir McPherson's doors open on the pier.
Can a single track handle the current capacity?
Yeah, it sounds like an overload.
Oh, yeah, just a metro. So red line.
Red line, gotcha.
Cleveland Park.
How will Metro work around major events?
Yeah, okay. Friendship Heights, doors open.
Have you ever seen, in your years with the Metro system, have you ever seen arcing electricity under the trains? Have you seen evidence of this?
You're supposed to ask me number questions.
How many times have you seen arcing electricity?
I love it. 106,000.
6,000? Wow.
How many months will certain sections of the rails be closed for?
Sir, Ronald Reagan National Airport is the blue line. Doors open at Pentagon. Right.
How will you handle the 300,000 afternoon rush hour patrons?
Yeah.
This is the orange line going to Vienna. Yes, Metro Center. Metro Center doors open on the preview.
Now, with 700,000 commuters on a daily basis,
Metro,
how many do you think this will affect?
One to two. 60 million. 75 to 2.
The presidential inauguration is just around the corner.
Chef Donald Trump, a hole. So make America great again. The doors open on the right. The doors open on
the fair. What will happen to the National Zoo?
Yes, Woodley Park.
Give me my button. The green line. Columbia Heights. Doors opening on the blue pretty area. Doors open at that right Metro Center Chinatown. Foggy Bottom.
You know, a lot. I was wondering, do you think it's more dangerous to when the Metro is arcing or just to ride the green line?
Arcing. Arcing.
That was clear.
Crystal City, Pentagon, Mount Vernon Square.
It's Metro.
That's Woodley Park.
It's estimated 16 buses will take the place of one rail train car.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Do you have enough buses?
Yes. Yeah, this is the orange line. Chevrolet. Doors will be opening on the rail. Yeah, right.
Recently, you've gone from the paper fare cards to the plastic fare cards. They're more durable. Has this increased efficiency, and if so, by what percentage?
This is a green line to Branch Avenue, U Street, Columbia Heights, Georgia Fair, Tenleytown, Red Line, Tenleytown.
How many sick days have you taken this year so far?
None. 345. 45. Metro Center Gallery. Gallery Place.
How many?
Well, I'm not sure he's done yet. Let him sing.
Eastern Market. Capital South. doors open on this Metro line. Hello, tourists. You will not understand where you're going. You're lost. This is Vienna, white people from Vienna. Watch out. The Metro going to West Hyattsville. Good luck. Doors open on the right. Well, hey, lost the person with wide blue eyes. Welcome to Minnesota Avenue. Orange line to New Carrollton. You are hopelessly lost. Welcome to the blue line. You're now very lost. Bedding Road, Capitol Heights, Addison Road. Lost. Doors open on the blue line. Open the doors. Leave them open extra long. Leave those doors open extra long. You're lost. You're not going to the hockey game.
No.
This is the orange line to your imminent death.
Is there anything worse than when you think you're going to the Verizon Center, trying to get off a Gallery Place, and all of a sudden you're at the Armory?
Yeah, I got a new name for the yellow line.
What's that?
It's the train to nowhere.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hey, Nelson, let me order.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I'd like to place an order.
What'd you like?
Yeah, I'd like three orders of garlic chicken.
And then?
And then three orders of white rice.
And then...
Oh, hey, you guys want soup?
Sure.
Yeah, three orders of wonton soup.
And then?
Oh, some fortune cookies, too.
And then?
Gosh, I think that's about it.
And then?
No, that's it.
And then?
No, and then. That's all I want.
And then?
And then nothing else, because I'm done ordering, okay?
And then...
And then you can put it in a brown paper bag and come put it in my hand, because I'm ready to eat.
And then...
I refuse to play your Chinese food mind games.
And then...
No! No, and then!
And then...
No, and then!
And then!
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 No, no, and then.
And then.
Then you're really starting to piss me off, lady. And then, I'm gonna come in there and I'm gonna put my foot in your ass if you say and then again!
And then, and then, and then, and then! And then.
the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Between that and the Metro Man, it is a symphony of miscommunication today.
Top fidelity, Mike. Top fidelity. And then?
We are coming to you live from the Cappy Fiber Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We're on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. If you're here, you do too. You can call us anytime, and we may answer you.
Sure.
But especially on Wide Open Wednesdays at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. If you're hearing this right now, you can call us right now. Mm. Otherwise, round about 9 a.m. every day, we tape this little program and we make it available for you. Our show today is brought to you by Headspace. It has been arguably a rough year, 2016.
I'd give you that.
Mm-hmm. There have been a lot of things that have gone on in a lot of people's lives that maybe they're not even personally affected by that cause stress and cause upset. I want to tell you about something you can do to cope with it. It's meditation with the new Headspace app that's absolutely free. Headspace, what is it you're asking? I'll tell you. Okay. Don DeLuise, birthday yesterday. Headspace is meditation made simple. It's like working out your mind. It's like going to a spin class, but you do it for your brain.
Yeah.
Guided meditations that you listen to. You do it whenever you want, wherever you want, right on your phone, your tablet, your computer. Meditation it's been around for probably thousands of years. And there have been many studies on it, and most of those studies do show that it has an amazingly positive effect on your mind, not to mention improved focus, relationship harmony, decreased anxiety, lowered stress. Join over 5 million users already getting some Headspace. You can do it for free right now. Download the free Headspace app and begin their Take 10 program for 10 days of guided meditation at headspace.com/TMOS. The Headspace Take 10 program, a 100% free way to experience the benefits of meditation in your busy modern life. Train your mind for a healthier, less stressed life. Start your free trial today at headspace.com/TMOS. That's headspace.com/TMOS. Get some Headspace today. Welcome to the show. Glad to have you all here. Everybody recover from their Cinco de Mayo, which we got totally wrong, and then we were schooled online
by our listeners. I disagree, Mike. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I had a very very energetic thread on Facebook last night, which I kept insisting that it was indeed Mexican Independence Day.
But and, it is not Mexican Independence
Day. Yeah, but it's so much fun to say that it is and have people correct you and then say things like, nope, pretty sure I'm right, looked on Snopes, it's Mexican Independence Day.
And then people get more agitated and more
and
agitated.
And then about 30 posts in, I said, and not only that, it's their bicentennial. So our apologies. Yes, of course, Cinco de Mayo celebrates the Battle of Puebla, where they kicked the French's ass.
I did not get a chance yesterday, with everything going on, to discuss the presumptive, is that the word they call it? The presumptive nominee for President of the United States. And the only thing I want to say about it, would anyone ever have said that this was going to happen 10 months ago?
No, I went on there and I said they wouldn't even make it to the first debate.
I said he would truly make it amazing. Just past the first debate. Yeah. That was my prediction, I believe.
He's won already in my eyes because he has... In the face of all the pundits and experts and these probably Las
he
Vegas.
Pundits.
Pundits.
Yeah, he said pundits, but I was going to let it slide. I mean, it's been a rough start.
What are they? What are
pundits.
Pundits.
Pundit.
Oh, they should be pundits.
It should be pundits.
Pundits.
Pendants.
He's got, well, we all bet against him, and
Independence
he's won.
Independence Day.
He's won. He's absolutely won.
To the point where yesterday he can post a picture of himself with a taco bowl and say, I love Hispanics.
Didn't help himself with the Oscar. I don't think he helped himself with the Hispanic community by posting.
I don't
with
think
a
he did.
Well, he said the best taco bowls in the world are in Trump
but
Tower.
But, Mike, I
happy Cinco de Mayo.
I was personally,
what the hell is wrong with America
I was,
now?
Personally offended, but I got to tell you that he's won.
If well, he's won the nomination.
Even if
I'm
he
just
doesn't
talking about
win,
the election.
Even if he doesn't win the election, he's won.
Yeah, because he's gone
he
so
has
far.
Won.
He's gone so far.
Yeah, it's stunning to me.
Do I dare say this? Mac's shaking his head. No. So obviously Mac has an opinion. Do we want to roll these dice on Friday?
What do you think about the
punnets? Why not? If he feels strongly enough to weigh
to
in,
move?
I'd like to get a millennial's impression of this. What do you say,
this
Mac?
This guy is jobless and doesn't go to school.
That's
true. I understand
He's
this,
the
yes.
problem.
Right. Thank you, Donald. Thank you, Donald. And I'm glad you were offended, but you're still okay with him. All right, go ahead, Mac. Yeah, go, weigh in, please.
I shook my head when he said he won because I don't think he did. If he loses the race, the presidential race, I think there'll be so much pushback on his business that it will go way down.
Let me tell you why I might agree with you on that. I think after this is all over, this is not going to be a guy that is going to come back with another go at it.
No, you're right.
I don't think he can.
And I'm not necessarily saying because he won't be able to. I don't think he's going to want to.
No, he's not
going to. I also, and by the way, I also deep down in my being say the last thing I want to do is come out and say there's no chance. I think whoever the nominee is in the Democratic Party has to completely overestimate,
of course,
this guy.
Well, the mistake they've made is underestimating him all along.
Well, they didn't deal with it. I mean, now there's no the difference is they're saying that they waited too long, but no, I don't think that's the reason. I don't think that the other guys, they talked about what a strong field they had. I don't think they were a strong field.
Also, I think everyone underestimated the fact that people are pissed.
Yes,
the general
that's
public
true.
Is
they did,
pissed.
They did underestimate
they
that.
They don't believe in the system, and
pissed
they rather
at the system.
Yeah,
yes.
they rather choose someone that's not part of the system than choose
right.
someone that's in.
I totally agree, and that is while I understand it, that is extremely scary because I look at it this way. I look at it simply as when he got challenged, when people would be in a real, think back to the debates where he would be in a real shouting match with somebody, and he would close his eyes, and it would be like, no, you're
schoolyard stuff.
And I would look at that, and I would say, this is the only way I process it. I said, if that were to happen where you have a nuclear bomb at your fingertips, that scares the crap out of me.
Yeah.
I am scared. That's what I am scared because I don't feel that somebody that is that
Mike,
up and down should be president.
We've had boobs in office before.
We've had boobs, but we haven't had boobs like this.
Yeah,
we have not had boobs like this.
Wouldn't it be great to take this out of context after Hillary was elected and say we've had boobs in office?
Technically, we've never had those boobs.
Think about.
I would say you should hit the alarm. That was pretty.
Yeah, yeah, but that was pretty over the top right there.
I'm of the opinion that whomever gets elected, nothing's going to change. We will continue working hard and paying our taxes and bitching about policy, because at this point, if it's Trump, he's going to have such a hard time moving anything around, actually getting anything done, because he's an outsider.
Yeah.
And if it's Cankles, we'll have more of the same.
But also, you
see
have to bring up
the respect that he gives to the Republican presumptive nominee and the disrespect he gives to the Democrat.
I'm voting for Cankles, Mike. We're good.
But you know something that needs to be said, and no one seems to say this enough. The presidency is just one third of the government. I mean, it is definitely the shining star, but you can't think that by electing one person, everything's going to change. And
is
it won't.
Is there any, I'll tell you what we're not going to get here. I'm not going to rant and rave anymore because I've been told not to do that. But isn't anybody a little embarrassed?
Oh, you mean like the way we look internationally?
Yeah.
Of course.
Not necessarily internationally.
Still better than Putin. Still better than Putin.
Yeah, that what a bar.
That's a high bar,
what
yeah.
What a fabulous high bar.
That's
that
why
is.
I look at
yeah.
Still better
I
than
read
Putin.
I've been reading so much online about this and what it means, and it really is. There was an article today about this could be the, you've read tons of these articles, the death of the Republican Party.
Yeah.
But they also talk about if the Republican Party, and you got, you know, you've seen online the Republicans that are burning their registration cards, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're, you know, that they're.
And that is a pretty good, that's a pretty good solution.
That, but that's, but can, have you, in modern history,
copy.
In modern history, have you ever seen anything like that?
No, no, not in modern history.
You haven't seen it in either party.
No.
That is the equivalent of the people that are crossing the border, in my opinion, to move to Canada because the guy that got elected isn't the guy they want. When I see that, it's stunning to me. And I also say, and this is the article I read that really put the fear of God into me. If he does bring down the party, I don't think that I see any evidence where that's not, where it's going to be this massive destruction of the party, but it is definitely divided. When I see that, and I think the potential of him bringing down the party, the article I read said, who's to say that the other political party couldn't be brought down as well, and then our system as we know it. Look, don't we have a group of people that are voting for Trump and voting for Bernie that are disaffected, are angry, mm-hmm. and hate the fact that our leaders haven't done dick for a long time? Don't you think that could be the people are ready to bring down?
People,
you said good.
They're too lazy.
You said you're done. You're
they're
done with the system. You'd like to see. You'd like to see a new system.
I'd like to see another option.
We're a young country, Oscar.
I'd like to see another option. A third party would be nice.
But you know, it wasn't that long ago that we did have other parties. And don't make any mistake that the Republican Party today is not the Republican Party.
I understand
of
that.
Lincoln.
But how long ago was it? How long ago was the three parties?
Three party. You're looking at maybe 120
That's
years.
That's a long time ago.
Not if you look at it in the system of government. Government is a slow, organic, changing thing.
Okay. But Rob, let's be honest with us here.
Okay.
Do you care who gets elected?
I would like to see someone elected that is going to do the best for our country. Yes, I care.
Here's can I put it this way?
At this point,
I am not wrapping my arms around anybody. And I
poor
think
Carla.
I
are you still holding on to Bernie?
No, I'm probably not.
Really?
He should hang it up, right? He's just a distraction.
I don't mind telling you who I voted for. I voted in the Republican primary in Florida. I voted for Hillary. Mm-hmm. And Carla voted for Bernie. And I'm not, but with my vote for Hillary, it's a vote, well, better option. That's kind of the way I'm looking at it. But with that said, I wish that the person that upset the apple cart was not a Donald Trump. What if the person was a spectacular, respected, classy,
yes.
dynamic individual? Why? That's what I wish would happen. Because I'll tell you something. If that happened, I'd be ready to make my big change, and I think a lot of Americans would. But no, they got the reality TV star.
No,
come on.
That guy knows it's not worth the guy you just talked about, or girl.
Yeah, knows it's not worth doing.
The mythical person.
Yeah, why would they even deal with this nonsense?
What is that?
Isn't that horrible?
Yes.
What, were there 17 Republican candidates at the front of it?
17.
17,
like a
I believe.
Baseball team.
Yeah, and you know what? I looked at all of them, and you can throw in all the Democrats as well. There was no one to get excited about. There was nothing that was exciting, and I think it all boiled down to what you were just saying. It's which not what is the best, which one is the least worst. And that's not the way to vote. That's
well,
not the way to improve
the way
your country.
The way I look at it is the guy so on the right, it. The guy on the right that did it is a dick, and the guy on the left is 170,000 years old. That's what we have. Oscar's right. Where's the stud?
Yeah,
where's the guy? And you know what? Let me tell you something. I right now, all bets are off as far as I'm concerned. I don't think it is necessarily locked in that we're going to have an election between Hillary and Donald. I agree. Very much you have
Jesse
a third
the body
party.
Ventura. No one's going to step up right now. It's too late.
I don't think it is. I don't think it is. As a third party, screw the whole primary system. Well, I mean, just pop in and put your name on it. Well, how long do they have to
I think that was...
It's too late.
I think it's past that
A, and B, a writing campaign
isn't going
to work.
Because they're still talking about
third
party candidacies.
But also, think about it. It's just going to stratify the vote, and then Kankles is going to take it anyways.
Yeah, or...
or Trump. It's going to help either party.
Can I tell you one other thing? I watched the whole party they're having over in North Korea for Dear Leader.
Yes.
And that maniac that's over there with his... And I looked at that and I said...
Oh, and we're
okay.
better than them, too.
Yeah, we're better than them. But you know what? We take it completely... We don't vote. Nobody votes in this country compared to other democracies in Western countries. So we don't vote. We don't really educate ourselves on any kind of issues. And we get... A lot of people have written that we get what we deserve.
Yeah.
But I've never seen anything
F them.
Like this.
They can stay in their own country.
But
this is
the
best country in the world
vote.
To live in.
You don't vote.
I don't vote.
You don't vote.
And look how happy I am. I'm happy
don't
and paying taxes. And
but it's what we have. What are you going to say if it goes away? If everything goes away?
Mike.
And I'm talking about not, oh, then we'll be fine. No, we won't be fine.
Mike, I'm bound.
People have to be governed.
That's extremist. A, voting's not going to go away. B, the reason why I don't vote in the district is because it doesn't matter. I'm in a federal city.
Yeah,
it just
see,
doesn't matter.
But hold on. I think that even with that, it should be, I've always thought that voting should be something
Look,
that
my
you
mom
know, if you
goes,
want a driver's license, you got to vote.
My mom goes and votes. She gets a little sticker that says, yo voté. And I'm like, okay, mom, you're part of the system. God bless you. You're in Maryland. You have a right. I see why you're voting in Florida.
Look
I see why Rob votes in Virginia.
Look where we are today.
Yeah,
you know?
It's up in the air.
You know what? For one thing, and not to open up another can of worms, our voting system is ridiculous. The fact that we're not available to vote online.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, and the fact that they say it's not secure. If I can do my banking online, we should be able to vote online. And that's the first step.
Just like Bitcoin. Yeah, I need Bitcoin and online voting.
And Vendo.
Venmo.
Venmo.
And you better, and you better pay Mac or he'll shake you down.
That's right.
If we had that, don't you think? What do you think the percentage? What would? How much of a percentage would it make a difference if we could vote online?
Oh, if you could, astronomical. Think about the percentage of people on Facebook is so much higher than the percentage of people that vote. But what if you have to? And what if your voting was an emoji? You just
smiley
that's
for Trump.
That's,
yeah,
smiley. That's brilliant.
Right?
And then they have facial recognition, so they know it's you throwing that emoji up.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And then
believe,
you can play Candy Crush.
Don't you believe that the powers that be are afraid of that?
Of course. Because they know how to work this system.
Yeah,
because this system has been
it.
In place for 250 years.
And it's crooked. And everybody knows it's crooked. It's crooked from
Mike,
top to
unemployment
bottom.
Unemployment is at 5%. Life is good. We just keep working hard. We keep slogging away.
Unemployment is at 25% in this studio.
What are you talking about?
Mac.
Oh, no. Mac doesn't count. He hasn't entered the workforce yet.
But will he? That's the question.
I will say this, that I feel that we are in a moderate amount of danger right now. That's the way I look at it. That's how I feel.
Okay.
I feel
will you entertain
feel,
one question?
I feel afeared, and people roll their eyes at me. Some of the people
you
when
should
I say
you shouldn't
that.
Feel that way, Mike. You should. You this is one of the this is the greatest country in the world, and if anything were to happen, you know we can fight and get our way out of it. Bottom line.
Will I you entertain one you. Question, Mike?
Yeah.
Are you the man to save us?
I am here to say, Rob Spiewak, I am announcing my third party candidacy.
All right, that's excellent.
Yeah. Hips
by
in
the
2016.
Way, based on the individual that I work with, I plan on deporting even the legalized citizens.
Hey, you got my vote.
Yeah, thank you, Rob. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you for letting us do that and not having to jam it all into political persuasions, which, based on that rant, I'm out. We'll be doing it next week.
Okay.
I'll take a break, come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm Maddie, and this is my internship. I experience it one week at a time with the Mike O'Mara Show. My time at TMOS is almost over, and I've been reflecting a lot on what I've learned. Rob has taught me how to read copy, Oscar taught me how to be myself on air, and Rofo has taught me to stay as far away from boys as possible. But while I've learned a lot, I'd like to think I've had some impact too. And I have to wonder, how is the show going to function when I'm gone? Who is going to replace me as intern number one? And who's going to get Oscar's grande latte with four Splendas? Will Adrian have to find a new intern to hit on over Facebook? And who will give Rob a sassy thumbs up every time we start the show? Even though I'm going to be gone, there are plenty of ways for me to stay in the know. I can hit up MikeOMaraShow.com, download the app, subscribe to the bonus show, and call into 888-920-MORE to keep up with the crew. And luckily, so can you. But don't worry, I'll be back.
Oh, excuse me.
What was that?
Highly unprofessional microphone moving sound.
I liked it.
Might be time for a little 3-in-1. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, Vistaprint is simply the best. No matter what you need for the home or the office, people, postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations, you name it, Vistaprint does it right. What do you have for us today, Rob Spiewak?
Mike, do you remember when we got a very creepy call from Chucko the
Thanks,
Clown? Do you remember we got a call from Chucko the Clown?
Mm-hmm. And is Chucko the Clown real?
We challenged the fact that he was a clown. He's
a clown
and he has business cards and beautiful business cards
from
Vistaprint.
Can you read it to me? Tell me what it says on his card.
It says,
Chucko the Clown.
Chucko the Clown, It says Chucko, and it's Chuck O! Exclamation point. Chuck O! The clown. Balloon animals, hats, magic, birthday parties, picnics, grand openings. He's comedy entertainment for all ages. Chuck Newcomb the clown. He is the best in B-Town.
What is his full name? Chuck Newcomb?
Chuck Newcomb.
What's it? Could you spell that for me, please?
I can. N-E-U-K-O-M. It's not like like he's going to bomb anybody.
Yeah, but that might be a play on words.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. But anyway.
He kills him with his comedy.
He does.
Anyway, right now you can get 500 business cards for just $9.99. When you enter the promo code TMOS at checkout, 500 cards for under 10 bucks. Vistaprint cards make it easy and affordable to make a great first impression. Just visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use promo code TMOS at checkout for 500 business cards for $9.99. Remember, TMOS. Go to Vistaprint.com and order yours today. Welcome back to the show. Well, do you really put how many Splendas in your coffee?
Four.
Oscar?
Four. It's like a paste when he's done.
Four.
It brings me to a dispute we're having in the O'Mara household. Okay. Carla is all about hydration. And I cannot stand regular water. I cannot stand drinking regular water.
Now, that surprises me because when I started as an intern, you were specific about a couple brands of water, and you would put away usually between 2 and 3 liters a show.
When I am on the show, it's totally different. When I am hanging around the house, having a meal,
okay,
out on the golf course, when I'm at my leisure and I need to drink water, I need to have a little something. So all I asked was for the little Mio, you know, the little orange,
yes,
flavored Mio, or the Mio, sweet tea flavored Mio. Mio, it's such a good drink to put in your water. It tastes so good. But she's anti that for what reasons? I don't know. We're having a fight.
Chemicals,
about it.
I'm sure.
The chemicals? Is that what it
is? If you really want water that has a really strong, rich flavor, you could move to Flint.
That's right. Yes,
these people are dying there.
Yum yum, Letty.
Letty.
Yum yum, yum. Letty. Letty. Do you guys drink a lot of water during the week? Do you regular water?
I drink more water now, but I do it. I have to just in general because I drink so much coffee now.
Yeah,
that it dehydrates you, so I have to drink it.
Yeah, I drink water during the show. I would say 90% of the time. Sometimes I will grab.
What do you drink when you're not on the show?
Whiskey.
All you want.
No, at my desk, I always have a bottle of water. That's what I sip on throughout the day. I have about one soda a day usually, and the rest water.
Gatorade's unhealthy for you. It's just like drinking a candied water.
You know, though, but I will tell you this. We had a 90-degree day recently where I was outside.
It's 49 and people are freezing here.
I was hitting some balls, and I grabbed a Gatorade, and I swear to God, it was life-changing. It did feel as though whatever the chemicals they put in there. You think,
Mike,
I'm a rube? It's
really,
nothing but
then
crap.
You need to not examine what you're drinking. You need to examine your life.
Yeah.
If that was life-changing, it might be your life.
It made me feel so much better when
flavor?
I drank it.
You don't work out the
grape?
Way...
that's my favorite.
Like the regular person works out, right? You work out, you have a low impact, you're out in the sun all day.
I don't think you could even call it working out. I was just outside hot and
okay,
and
so
dehydrated.
But you're exposed to the elements, right?
Yes.
So anything at that point is going to taste like the best thing ever because
what
your body's
craving
it. What
makes it so bad? Is it the chemicals that make it
so
bad?
Oh, it's the sugar.
And the sugar. I think it's loaded with sodium, isn't
it? A lot of salt.
Yeah, but that's what hydrates you.
Well, it helps you retain it. It doesn't hydrate you.
I thought
electrolytes... Yeah, that's how you hydrate.
What about electrolytes? Tell me all you know about electrolytes.
It's what plants crave.
Oh, stop it. No. Brondo.
Electrolytes move water around your body. It's how your cells maintain hydration.
That's right. That's why he looks so healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So electrolytes are, how do they get them out and squeeze them into a bottle of Gatorade?
Well, it's basically salts, you know, potassium and sodium chloride.
He's right.
But you can overdo it as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Because salt will cause you to retain the fluid, and while that'll help you in the immediate, I know that you can be overhydrated, and that's a danger as well.
True.
Thank you.
Essentially, if you look at Gatorade, it's pretty much the same ingredients as urine.
Oh, yeah.
You really look at it.
Yeah, but if your urine tastes like that, you've got diabetes.
That's why you can drink your urine in the desert if you're really thirsty.
I thought you had to like filter it somehow.
No, no, no.
An electrolyte is a substance that produces an electrically conducting solution when dissolved in a polar solvent, such as water. The dissolved electrolyte separates into cations,
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 cations, positive ions,
grape peanuts,
and anions.
Anions.
I like Funyuns.
Funyuns are delicious. I bet Adrian likes them certain times of day.
I don't mean to be rude, but I'll say this. Carla is probably working on getting you some plain water because the flavored water, it's another step in the wrong direction. You need everything you can just to be as bland as possible.
But that's his methadone. That's his methadone to get him there. Because it's
he's not an addict. Right.
Well, apparently, if they're having an argument.
All right, shut up for a second. Hold on. All right, here's the. Sometimes that's all you have to say that to Rob, or he'll keep going. The fact I just wanted to say that the flavored water she thinks is a stepping stone in the other direction.
Yes.
She thinks that it will precipitate the bad eating.
Your cravings.
The craving of sugar.
Yes.
And I think she may have a point there, too.
I'm almost positive she's correct. It's like when you drink a soda, right after you're done drinking the soda, I would say 5 minutes into it, you're hungry again.
You want something to eat. You want something big to eat. I don't know.
What if you did a step-down program? How much of the Mio do you use in like a bottle of water?
Are you going to take advice from this guy? Look at him. He's been stepping in the wrong direction for so long now.
I said a bad word.
I did, but I'll say really not about me, and I've lost much weight. I know how to do it. Just choose not to.
You've also done the opposite.
Shut up. Shut up. I've done it both, and it's more fun to put on the weight. But I'm asking you this. If you use like a full Mio, what if you used half a Mio for a week?
I put so little in it most of it, but that's
like vermouth in a martini.
Like yesterday, yesterday for a, to be honest with you, it's the same.
Put the bottle near it.
Mm-hmm. It's a squirt. It's just a little like that.
Okay.
Now they say you should put a drop. I squeeze it tighter than I I should sometimes, and it really gets super sweet. I don't measure it.
You have
I don't
measure you have it, so. No restraint. You probably squeeze twice, three times.
No,
like,
I don't.
Oh, no?
No, I don't. In fact, I don't require. I don't like things. If you're four Splendas, talk about no restraint.
I work out every day.
But you might as well put that over pancakes if you're putting four Splendas in your coffee.
I'm the healthiest man in this room.
But Splenda is not
high bar.
Healthy. Splenda's not healthy.
It's not healthy for you. No.
No, actually, you'd probably do better if you just use sugar.
But no, getting back to the whole sweet thing, your coffee must be like amazingly sweet.
I grew up in a household where we drank black coffee when I was 5, 6, 7.
Without any sugar.
So this is a treat. My parents wouldn't let us have sugar as a kid, and now I'm taking all I can.
Well, I'm surprised you'd want it after all those years in the fields.
God. I did this the first thing this morning. I got a new product that I'm putting in my hot tea when I wake up in the morning.
What is it?
And it's called agave.
Nectar?
That's good.
Agave nectar.
That's solid. I've had an agave soda before with a little sweetener, right? Soda water and agave?
It's supposed to be...
it's healthier.
Sweeter than regular sugar and it...
all natural.
It doesn't spike your blood sugar.
Is it derived from cacti? I'm trying to think where it comes from. And
I am not sure.
For the skin.
Guy Fieri loves it. He uses it
agave?
In his cooking all the time. Yeah, that's his
sweetener.
That's his go-to sweetener.
Great
for
sex.
But I've still got the Mio. What if I put the agave just into the water and just sweeten the water?
You could do that. That would work. I've done that. If you get soda water, agave, and a lime, there you go. You're in business.
And a quart of rum.
Oh, now we're talking.
Now you're talking. As a matter of fact, let's take the water out of the situation at all. And let's do rum and agave nectar and maybe some passion fruit juice. Now we're hydrating.
There you go. Okay. Now we're hydrating with 14,000 calories.
That's right.
Isn't that fantastic?
We hook up with you on the Zip and the Skype, and you're just sitting in your studio shaking.
Mike, I got
to turn the spotlight back to you, Rob, for just a second here. What do you think, dietary standpoint, is the healthiest thing you do?
Great question.
Healthiest thing I do?
What is the hell? And don't be flip.
What do you
and don't
do?
Make it funny.
Probably
the fact that
I do stay properly hydrated, I drink a ton of water. I would say that probably helps me.
So nothing, because we were talking about water.
I drink water.
Yeah, I don't do anything, Mike.
You don't eat anything that would be like fiber laden or take a vitamin supplement.
I take vitamins every day. I do take
what vitamins do you take?
A multivitamin and vitamin E.
What multivitamin do you take?
Centrum, I think.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Silver soon.
Well, I do. That's what I take. Oh, nice. I take a Centrum.
Actually,
I take a Centrum silver. I take magnesium. I take calcium.
Boniva.
I don't take Boniva. And I take a D3. I think I take a vitamin D.
The doctor told me that even though it's marketed to seniors, that any man that's like, you know, out of high school, Centrum silver is the perfect vitamin.
What about
for you.
Statins?
What are statins?
Do you take the Centrum silver?
I have in the past, yeah. I don't know I don't know that if it's what I have right now, but it's just a regular multivitamin for me.
What do you mean you don't know?
I've got a big bottle of vitamins. I don't know. It's a multivitamins for men.
Mike, I've seen this before. Do you have the rack out with all the pills for the keep me alive pills?
Oh, yeah, the keep me alive pills. I lay my pills out 1 week at a time.
Yeah, he's got so many pills. He's got the rack, the Monday.
Yeah, Monday through Friday rack of pills.
Do you mean medicine?
Yeah. Well, I take...
Well, what are the medicines you take?
After today's show, cyanide. No, I take a blood pressure pill, Losartan. I take a Singulair for asthma. I take Zizol for breathing and allergies all year round. I take a vitamin, multivitamin. I take vitamin E, and I take a probiotic.
Yes.
Because it helps with my digestion and my colitis.
Okay.
But other than that, I'm fine. Never felt better. Get those paddles ready, pony.
We're gonna take a break. And Rob, I hope we live a few more years. Anyway, we'll take a break. And
it'll be a fun race, no matter what.
With more fun and more thrills, I'll finally get to this Michael Strahan
discussion. Good.
On the Mike O'Meara Show. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, Paul Simon. First thing I remember, are you ready to upgrade your lifestyle and leave boring behind? I have been talking about it for quite some time now. It's Touch of Modern. They've got incredible trends with fashion, tech, and decor, and their prices are great, too. Touch of Modern. Go there right now. Touch of Modern will connect you directly with top designers with timeless and truly unique products and great gifts for people if you want to get them something totally unique. I love their watches. I can sit there and look at the watches on Touch of Modern, and it seems like every single day they're coming up with brand new watches to look at. I love it. But they've also got tech gadgets. They've also got clothing. They've got fashion accessories. They've got furniture. They've got gadgets for the home. They've got iPhone cases. They've got accessories. Touch of Modern has it all and loads of new sales literally launching every single day. I love, love, love this website. Touch of Modern, the one website to improve your lifestyle with a single click. Right now, our listeners can get immediate access to these deals when they sign up at touchofmodern.com. That's touchofmodern.com. Do it today because tomorrow it'll be different. That is how life rolls in the fast lane, and might be grabbing my watch this weekend. I'm not sure. I really, really want it, but I'll have to, I think it's probably a little rough to be buying my own watch when it's Mrs. O'Meara's weekend, you know, with the
And it's so close to Father's Day, Mike.
Yeah, why don't you buy it for yourself?
When is Father's Day? Is that
It'll
in
be
June?
Like the first or second weekend in June.
Yeah.
You know, one of my greatest Father's Days ever is when I came home and said, guys, I really want to thank you for my Father's Day gift because I went out and bought a jukebox.
There you go.
And you know what? And they were off the hook. They loved it. They said, good job, Pop. I took Jabril to Tyson's Corner, went to a house, and bought a jukebox.
So was that like a Craigslist guy that did that?
It was. What? It was a guy. He was moving to England, and he could not take it with
Pinball
him.
Pinball Paul.
It was not. He's my service guy. It had only been listed for about 8 hours. A listener clued me to the ad, and I went in and got it. It was great.
I love broadcast tension because I've been around it my entire life. And so when Kelly and Michael, a show that I don't watch at all, I literally haven't watched 1 minute of that show until this happened. This comes from Page Six. Is that the Post or the Daily News?
Post. I think that's the gossip section of the Daily News or Post, right?
The Post.
It's
Post.
Dana Schuster who wrote this on Tuesday, and I would assume this was last Tuesday. Kelly Ripa strolled onto the set of Live with Kelly and Michael, declaring her unofficial strike over. You saw that. I think we played a clip
about
we
did.
It, right? Where she came out and she gave her little speech. At the end of the speech, she gave Strahan a strained
Congratulations.
I remember.
The audience applauded. The network execs disarmed. And Ripa marched back to the desk. Strahan stood to pull out her chair like he's done on every show since 2012. The Cold War may be over, but it's going to take longer than 1 week for these icicles to melt. Well, the bottom line is now he's leaving earlier than was originally planned.
It's supposed to be the fall originally, right? And now it's going to be Friday the 13th.
Right, exactly. So it's he'll be gone. 4 years they've had this show. Ripa and Strahan have been lauded for their on-air chemistry, a lighthearted rapport that led to a 9% rise in the show's ratings. Oscar, I think you pointed out that their ratings had gone up since Regis left. But off-air sources say the two hosts were frosty. Ripa resented Strahan's lack of devotion to the series and his rising star. Strahan was sick of being Ripa's lesser paid sidekick. I have to say this, and you guys can laugh all you want, but you know, Oscar and I fight like brothers all the time, but I have tremendous regard for him, and we have a lot of conversations both personally and professionally. But I tell you, it would be extraordinarily difficult for me to work where it was completely frosty all the time.
Yeah.
If it was total BS, you know, we lay our laundry out for a lot of people to see it. If it was like that, I'd have a hard time. And it just fascinates me that, especially with television cameras in your face, to come out and be like,
there's an X factor, though. It's the money.
It is.
Yeah, if we were making millions of dollars and we hated each other, we would still work with each other.
But absolutely. Still,
there's no secret that things were tense on the old Don and Mike show, but they were never so tense that it was unbearable. But to be honest with you, there were times where I questioned whether it was worth it, but there was a lot of money involved, and it was, you know, you fought through stuff like that. It was very, and it happens all the time. I mean, it happens anytime you're doing a broadcast with people, you're going to have tensions. It's going to be inevitable. But if it's really, really over the top where, and I got the impression when I watched her comment about his divorce,
right,
that she was really, really working him. That is a real tell for me that she does not like this guy.
However,
that was really throwing
him. If it is frosty all the time, and if there is that kind of tension that this is alleging, it really speaks well to the fact that they did it for as long as they did and pulled the wool over most of America's eyes.
Well,
they fooled us.
But the type of show it is, you're able to do that much more so than a
show.
Oh,
yeah.
We couldn't do it with this show.
So, just for some context, the most important aspect of any partnership is trust, right?
Right.
So if you don't establish trust, or if you think you have trust and that trust is broken, then that's when it becomes really toxic.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Right.
Right?
It can be extraordinarily
so
toxic.
Think about the Strahan situation where while on one end, he's just doing what the suits are telling him to do because he's killing on Good Morning America and they want to add another hour and they think he's a perfect fit
right.
for that show. But on the other side, you have to think about the network not acknowledging the fact that if they're going to blindside her with this, they're breaking the trust that they've developed and this partnership that they've developed for years now.
Working behind her back, and she's been with the network, if you include her soap opera work, for probably 20 or 25 years.
Well, let me read on in this article, speaking of Michael Strahan, and this is what this article, this is a gossip columnist, I'm not sure, but it says this. A show insider says Strahan, who reportedly raked in $4 million as the show's co-host in 2012, merely used the program as a stepping stone and quickly became a diva.
Now
that's what I was saying, because you're hearing a lot about her, but you didn't hear a lot about him. He's been under the radar, and it says here that he would show up late to screenings, regularly bring his entourage to the set, and made the crew stop everything twice a week during pre-tapings for him to get a haircut at the studio.
Oh, no.
A source close to Strahan says the haircuts were approved by live executive producer Michael Gelman. While Strahan was as charismatic as could be on camera, one media honcho, now that's when I have a red flare when they say a media honcho.
Well, that's very vague.
Yeah. One media honcho says when he doesn't need to be on, he shuts down and can be selfish. Now, first of all, I don't consider that to be a completely unusual pattern of behavior for broadcasters, because I've been around it.
Sure.
I've seen people do that. I've done it myself. When you are on, it's hard work. Rob's phenomenal at it. Mm-hmm. Rob covers our ass on the old Don and Mike show and on my show. When we would have somebody in studio, it would be fantastic because we love it when the camera's on. But when the camera and the microphone is off, you kind of want to just
power down like C-3PO. Yeah,
because it's a lot. It's a lot to do this with this level of energy. And you know, if I wanted to maintain this and rant and rave about Trump and flavored water all day long, I probably would be in an institution at the end of the week.
Yeah,
I would stroke out completely. So he was charismatic, but he shut down. What I'm saying, the point I'm trying to make, is I'm cool with that. If he was like that, people that are not in the know that don't do it could probably judge it from afar.
But the haircut thing to me sounds like, even if it was approved,
that's douchey.
It sounds like it's a power play because he's showing that he can do it.
Go to a salon. Get them to come to your home. Okay,
or you can do that after the taping.
Do it before the show.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Yeah, I mean, getting a haircut at the studio is a little over the top. I'd like to take this opportunity to give a shout out to Donnie Simpson, if I could. Thank you. Okay, no, I had to.
Jeff Lockridge, too. God rest his soul.
Jeff Lockridge did it?
Yeah.
Jeff Lockridge.
Yeah.
What was, how, why?
Got haircuts at the studio?
Yeah.
Wow.
Really? I didn't.
Yeah, I would be in the back picking through wires to set up a broadcast, and that guy's getting a trim. Now, he's dead now, but yeah, that's what happened.
Rest in peace, Jeff.
I think we probably all would do it if we could. Anyway, leading up to last year's Halloween episode,
all I need is a sink.
I wouldn't want all the hair where I work.
Well, I got my hair cut on the air a couple of times.
Sure.
Both willingly and unwillingly. leading up to last year's Halloween episode, Strahan was so difficult that the producers, we have a person in the studio, Rob, that may have cut someone else's hair.
That's true.
That was the longest pause I've ever heard in my life.
I was trying
life.
To think the if we ever did it. We did it on the air. We did it on the air for a while. And then for a while, we did it before the show.
Yes.
But yeah.
And you loved it.
It was, you know, it wasn't bad work.
You're a good soul. Leading up to last year's Halloween episode, Strahan was so difficult that the producers brought in an audience for one of the pre-taped segments so he would behave. Now we're getting somewhere. Okay.
Oh, my God, because they would do all those. If they do the Halloween shows the way they used to do them with Regis.
They're pre-taped.
Because there'd be like 7 segments with big costume changes.
Right.
So they're alleging that if there wasn't a crowd, he would be an a-hole.
He would be an a-hole.
Oh, that's my God. Saying. It's like making people behave when company comes over.
This is the paragraph. It says, leading up to last year's Halloween episode, Strahan was so difficult that the producers brought in an audience for one of the pre-taped segments so he would behave.
That's says the fantastic. Show insider.
Now, Strahan often butted heads with Gelman. That, to me, makes total sense. It would seem to me that Gelman would not be a big sports guy. That's just my opinion, you know? A few years ago, Strahan screamed so loudly at Gelman over a show-related disagreement that one of the producers hid under a staircase because they were terrified and disturbed, says the show insider. Gelman tells the Post that Kelly and Michael are two hard-working professionals who always come to work ready to do their jobs. Any suggestion to the contrary is ridiculous gossip. That's what Gelman is saying publicly. According to an industry insider, Rippa managed to parlay the recent scandal into a raise on her already hefty, would you like to know what she makes?
Can we guess?
Go ahead.
If Strahan makes 4.
A raise after all this. She apparently got a raise.
I would say she probably makes 6.5.
Oscar, would you like to hazard a guess?
If she got a raise, $22 million.
$20 million.
Andy. What? Mm. Yeah. For that job?
Jeez. Yes.
Wouldn't you be pissed too if you're sitting there and you're actually...
I would.
Part of the show.
I've worked in a broadcast partnership, and I will tell you, I would be pissed to the point of I would have difficulty doing
4 times. Basically, 4 times as much. You're sitting there. You're like, I'm carrying this with you.
It's even closer to 6.
Is it?
Yeah. If you have 4, well, it's over 20 because you know it's got to be over 20.
It's 20.
But if you bring in all of her endorsement stuff too,
don't use shady math. It's 20. What is it?
It would be 5.
Shady math. The host is still fuming that she was
with all the endorsements that we haven't talked about.
It says here the host is still fuming that she was informed mere minutes before a press release went public that Strahan would be leaving live. His exit date has since been pushed to May 13th, as I mentioned, 4 months earlier than planned. A wise decision given the current on-air awkwardness, including Rippa's digs at
Strahan's two failed marriages on Friday's show. That's the tape I watched where it's like, by the way, she's cruising along and she goes, by the way, speaking of divorce, something I know nothing about, that is that's when I said that's a nasty
thing to do. When you say, okay, I'm going to go, little lady, and I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right?
I can get divorced
tough.
as many times as I want.
But this is post the announcement.
And so, you know, and that's the one thing that I do sympathize with her is the fact that she appears to have been blindsided.
That's BS.
That is really tough.
Well, she was angry, admits a source at ABC who says the plan was always for Strahan to inform Ripa and Gelman of his defection the day it was announced. The story leaked out within minutes of the meeting. So the network went ahead and put out the press release. She staged a protest. A lot of people thought that reeked of unprofessionalism.
Sure.
Do your job and show up. Be a big boy or girl, says Terry Bradshaw.
Oh, my.
Well, that's Strahan's boy right there.
Sure.
You know, there's no question about that. The industry insider who runs the same in the same circles as Ripa says her refusal to come into work is a negotiation tactic recommended by pal Andy Cohen, executive producer of the Real Housewives franchise. Apparently he was the one that said, hey, walk.
Mm-hmm.
Walk. He's the guy that said that. He's a pretty smart guy, pretty savvy guy. You know, he runs my show. So,
yeah.
You know, he's
his eyes don't always point in the same direction, but he's very savvy.
Yes, Oscar.
Apparently, I always just like to see when guys get divorced what they upgrade to, because that's just something mm-hmm. that I'm into. And what Strahan,
good luck, Shannon.
What Strahan has upgraded to is awesome. And I'm telling you. And it's not a lateral move. He went from like a Ferrari with his old fiance to a Bugatti. We're talking $1 million status.
Right.
Phenomenal.
This is my wife, McLaren.
We need the alarm again, please. Thank you.
If you're at work,
his
Mariana,
lips are getting sore.
Mariana Hewitt. Mariana Hewitt.
Is that the new one? Mariana Hewitt?
Look her up.
All right. Let me just scroll down here. There's a lot of stuff.
Wow. Yeah, that's worth it. That's worth leaving.
Goodness gracious. Mm-hmm. Strahan originally wanted nothing to do with Good Morning America, according to Morning TV Vet, but he had a change of heart when his relationship with Ripa turned more tense. In 2014, the Super Bowl champ began juggling both shows.
And women, apparently.
Yeah.
When
do they do haircuts over there?
When he had first agreed to go on GMA, she said, watch what's going to happen. She knew that when he started doing that, leaving live would be his goal. So she kind of knew. Well, then she kind of knew it was coming.
Predicting it and then having it happen without being told, two different things.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Last thing we'll say about that, because it goes on about them, Ripa's best friend Andy Cohen blasted Strahan on his Sirius show this couple of weeks ago for giving up live. He said, it's a job you take, and you take it for life, Cohen said. Ripa's been at the job for 15 years, so I can't get over that he left live. Your name is in the freaking title. Surely the reported eight figures Strahan will be making now at GMA should ease the transfer. But the TV vet warned Strahan that GMA is a risky move. He says he's walking into a propeller. He's strong, but he better watch out because the knives are out and all the different stars are positioning themselves to attack. I hope he's ready. You know what? Andy Cohen, I listen to what he has to say. I think he's a savvy media guy. And I think that's the last thing we'll say about this. Do you think I agree with him that making that move to GMA, morning television, the morning shows, your GMA, your CBS This Morning, and the Today Show, they're problematic unless you are the main guy. You know? And I just don't know whether Michael Strahan would be the main guy. It's interesting the way they change personalities over there. I think Andy Cohen might have a point.
But for $10 million, it's worth dealing with some trouble.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Especially if you are unhappy where you are.
Yeah, if he hates that show, I would hate that show.
Yes.
I would hate being on that show. As a sports guy, you know, you're talking about he's there talking X's and O's about the NFL, and then he comes in and, you know, they got to go, let's make pudding.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just, I don't know if that's fun. You were going to say something.
I also like
the spaghetti guy is in today.
Like another one of my favorite pastimes is to see the occupation of the upgrade for these men that leave their
wives. He's obsessed with his upgrade.
He has so many hobbies.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Miss Mariana Hewitt hosts her own makeup blog on the internet. So she's
that means she's got to be really special.
She's an entrepreneur.
That's right. And meanwhile, Michael Strahan.
Oscar's perfect woman.
Michael Strahan has another full week of interviewing Mrs. Green Thumbs.
Oh, she's dead, Rob.
What? I didn't even know she was sick.
Hold on. Before you don't play the music yet.
I didn't know she
hold on. Let me just look it
up. Oh, my God, Mike. I didn't know.
Oh, you are
I would
cruel.
Like to apologize to the Green Thumbs family. Mr. Green Thumbs.
How dare you?
And all the little Green Thumbs.
All right, hold on, Mrs. Green Thumbs.
Because what she did, Mike, is she brought a strong sexual energy to the television and gave you great gardening advice.
Great.
Are you not familiar with Mrs. Green Thumbs?
No, I'm not at all.
No. She was a hot booking during the Regis years.
Ah.
She was like
Rob, her real name was Cassandra Danz.
Yes.
She mixed her comedic skills with a love of gardening to become the television gardening expert Mrs. Green Thumbs. She died Sunday in Brooklyn.
What
she
date?
Was 55. And that was in May of 2002.
Oh.
She's been gone for quite some time. I'm
really
surprised you missed that.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I do know that they buried her and they continue to water her twice a week.
Oh, stop that. Behave yourself. We'll take a break. Hey, guess what? It's been a while. Oscar Rotzi coming up next on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Let's see if we get Catherine.
Hello?
Catherine, it's your father. We're doing the show right now. How are you, sweetheart?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm so lucky we got you. Yay! I was very excited. Yay, my daughter Catherine, everybody. My actress. Rob was talking about that. Julia's in The Wiz. They're performing The Wiz this weekend.
The white
Rob
version.
Rob is going to go to... Rob is going to all four performances.
Aww, that's
and
so
I was,
sweet.
You know, and,
yeah, it is.
Isn't it too much, though?
Catherine, I never attended multiple performances that
I was just going to say, I wouldn't know if it's too much because I never had that.
Ah! The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show, because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
She was great.
Oh, no.
Oh, Mike.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by AT&T Digital Life. You know, it is a crazy world we live in. We're all rushing around. Do you ever have those terrible moments where you say, did I lock the front door? Did I turn off the iron? Is the garage door open? Did I forget something? Well, forget about forgetting things. Forget about the what-ifs, because AT&T Digital Life means you can be in more control of your home even when you're away. If your kids forget their house key, you can unlock your door remotely from your smartphone using the Digital Life app. Or check on your pets with the indoor camera. Even adjust their thermostat on the go. So much more. Stay connected with your home from anywhere. Use your phone, your tablet, your PC with the Digital Life app. Plus, with indoor and outdoor cameras, motion sensors, remote lighting access, even smoke detectors, you're always in control. Face it, we're all control freaks, so stay in control with AT&T Digital Life. You can enjoy more freedom, convenience, and flexibility with a safer, smarter home. Learn more at att.com/DLTMOS. That's att.com/DLTMOS. Get AT&T Digital Life and stop asking what if. Available in limited areas in select markets. 2-year security agreement required. Camera, door, and thermostat functions each require a separate package and agreement. Early termination, equipment, and other fees. Monthly service and other charges and restrictions apply. See att.com/DL disclaimers for details, including license information. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, and it's time, ladies and gentlemen, all the entertainment news that's fit to read with the man himself. Fresh back from business school and newly engaged living with his mother, it's Oscar Rotzi!
Fellas!
Really yes. Good one this mm-hmm. week.
Happy Cinco de Mayo. And thank if you're you. Out there, remember, it's not the Mexican Independence Day.
I think it might be.
A day late, my mom...
They beat the French, right? They beat the crap out of the French.
Yeah, big shock.
My mom said, what'd you do for Cinco de Mayo? And I said, well, I worked. I said, what'd you do? She goes, I worked too. I said, oh, all right. Good for you.
All right.
Because we're not...
I know we'll have to tackle it next yes. week, too. A little bit is... How's everything? Everything all right?
Oh, I got I got home around 11 p.m. last night. It was quick chit chat, and then I was out.
Good. Okay. Well, good. We'll probably have
straight
to see how the weekend
world.
Goes, right?
I'll say that
Ambien World. That's my favorite place at the mall. It's a kiosk.
My mom did say it's funny that everybody at her work tells her Happy Cinco de Mayo, and she doesn't know how to take it because she's not. Mexican, but she's right, not going to sit there and talk to her customers and be like, you know, I'm not Mexican, but thanks.
Yeah, but it is. I can track with that 100%. If somebody said, I'll give you an example. I don't talk about this very often, but anytime anybody wishes me happy Columbus Day, I hit them right in the jaw.
Well, it hurts us so bad.
Speaking of friction, Captain America Civil War came out just yesterday, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And is it a movie that you guys are going to see? Because I'm definitely going this weekend.
Captain America Civil War? Yes. I've been waiting months. No, absolutely not. No.
I had a ticket, but then I found out it's not actually set during the Civil War. I thought it was going to be like a Gone with the Wind thing, but apparently it's set in the present day.
It's
going
to be the biggest movie in the world.
No, unfortunately this weekend I'm not going to be able to go see it. I have an appointment to put my hand into a toaster.
Yes, Mike. Let's try to be relevant. What's his name? Kevin McCarthy standing on his head for it. He said it's the best movie of the year. He said
that's unusual for him.
I know, because he doesn't really hand out the laudits.
Doesn't give a lot of raves.
But he said there is a 20-minute action sequence that is mind-blowing. He actually did a pretty good sell on it.
By the way, if
you are even on the cusp of liking comic book movies,
this is a legitimate review, and I love Kevin. I truly love Kevin McCarthy. But I will tell you, if you want a great celebrity interview, I think he's your man. I think he does a really, really nice job. You want a movie review? Grain of salt time. Grain of salt time, okay? Because he loves a lot.
He does.
He loves an awful lot.
He's passionate,
lot.
He's
passionate about every movie he sees because he loves stars and movies in Hollywood. I love his interviews. His giddy interviews. Who doesn't? Yeah, thank you.
Right. Mike, quickly, I know you like anyone, but you only listen to Leonard Maltin. That's your guy.
So handsome.
Mike, I want to tell you more about Civil War. I know you're wondering, well, Oscar, what's Civil War about?
Yeah.
Well, the Avengers, they're fractured. They're going against each other.
Uh-oh.
They start fighting each other.
Oh, no. It's just like the Michael Strahan thing.
Uh-huh. Are you Team Iron Man or Team Captain America, Mike?
I'm Team Iron Man all the way.
Rob?
I'm Team Stay Home and See It on HBO.
Speaking of entertainment, fellas.
Is Wolverine in either one of those?
No, different franchise.
I think it's Wolverine.
Wolverine. Yeah, sorry about that. Right.
Freaking 12-gauge.
Rob actually gave me a nice stack of papers last week talking about how Apple and really the entire music industry is being consumed by streaming.
Exactly.
Like streaming is becoming more popular. Downloads, that's affecting the overall industry.
That would be like Pandora, correct?
Mm-hmm. Or Spotify is a better example, I imagine.
Okay. All right,
Spotify,
Apple Music.
Apple overall as a company is seeing that they are cannibalizing their downloads. So they are working on relaunching their Apple Music with a better user interface. And it's important to us, and I wanted to share this with you, our listening audience, if you've got access to an a .edu address, maybe from when you were in grad school and it still works, you can get into Apple Music for 50% off if you're a student. This is another effort to make sure that they bring as many people to the party as possible. Because
they're playing from behind, Oscar.
Yes, they're playing from behind.
They are.
They're playing catch up, and that's the end of that company. It's not the end of the company, but it's the end of It's the end of the company being a juggernaut. Because now they're playing catch up ball, and once companies start to do that,
the download revenue is still in the billions, Mike. So the streaming,
it's still in the billions, Oscar. But my point is, the main guy, it's been proven now, that was Apple. Steve Jobs was Apple, and they can't do the same
stuff. I don't think you can count them out as far as the music world is considered, because they have so many artists that are locked up, and the amount of money they have is greater than most countries' GDPs that's stacked overseas. So they can buy a Spotify if they wanted to.
It sounds like they're running a little bit scared.
Yeah,
they have to catch up.
They have to catch up. That's why it's
yellow streaming.
I hate the fact that I went to school so long ago, I never got an EDU because there was no email then.
EDU.
Guys, in Japan, one more.
Please.
Oh, you're going to love this one then.
Nice.
KFC's huge in Japan. Absolutely massive, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, and they have a strange love for the Colonel.
Yes. Huge. And the Colonel's not just on stores. They have holidays wrapped around the Colonel.
Yeah.
Christmas is all about KFC.
Yeah. It's really, really big. So big that apparently it looks like a nail polish that's chicken flavored is coming out by KFC in Japan and Hong Kong.
So, wait a minute. You said a nail polish that Is it chicken flavored or chicken scented?
It's finger licking good chicken edible fingers. Nail polish.
Oh,
edible from KFC.
Yeah, but then that begs the problem is that nails technically not edible.
So, oh, I disagree. I've worked with plenty of radio personalities that chewed them down to the nubs, Rob Spiewak.
Quit absolutely. Talking about Beth Ann.
And I'll tell you, that would have happened quicker if they tasted like chicken.
Yeah. For all you nail biters out
chicken.
There, get some of this nail polish chicken. And kill two birds with one stone. The
oh,
one, the nail biters out there that really creep me out, more so than anything in any horror movie,
yeah.
is the people that are able to clip their toenails with their, like they could actually move their foot to their mouth. And I'm like, how do you do that?
That's, oh, I envy that flexibility.
Yeah.
I envy that flexibility. I truly do. I might even try to do that myself if it tasted like chicken.
And Mike, from now on, C-H-I-G-G-E-N.
All right.
Chicken.
You know, there's, it, really, you see somebody chewing their nails next time, they go, hey, tastes like chicken.
That is Oscar Otz.
Thank you, Oscar. We'll take a break. Come back with the last audio vault of the week with Rob Spiewak right here, everybody.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Dick Clark.
On tomorrow's episode of the show, not Dick Clark, as I apparently think it's going to be, Dick Cavett is on our
yes.
show
yes.
tomorrow.
One of the best.
Huge influence in television, and
wow.
he spends a lot of time with us talking about all the great interviews, his time with Johnny Carson,
wow.
Groucho Marx. It's fantastic.
This is becoming a show, not a promo.
Dick Cavett tomorrow on the Tony Perkins Show. Check us out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
And buy a t-shirt.
The Tony
Thank you, Gary.
Perkins Show.
Hey, I have to tell you, if you're an aficionado of television history, I would make sure that you download that episode of the Tony Perkins Show. I am now very excited about listening to that. An interview with Dick Cavett. I think he is one of the greats, one of the smartest, most brilliant television interviewers that's ever come down.
Do you
down
have any of
pike.
His DVDs of his
I
old
do.
Talk show?
I
They're
have,
great.
In fact, I
Does
have a
have
DVD
them?
Set. I'm looking up at it right now. I've got it in the house. It is fantastic.
Can you,
and,
who was he?
Dick Cavett was the thinking man's Johnny Carson.
Yeah.
He was the guy. He took the time. He would be the equivalent of what Charlie Rose is today.
But a funny, but a wittier,
but
funnier,
a wittier,
polished Charlie Rose.
Little more show busy. And,
was he
and
the
really
guy with all the animals?
No, that's Jim Fowler.
Oh, okay.
That's no, thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. I'll move on now. Let's talk money. The truth is
money.
Sometimes honest, hardworking folks need a little extra, and banks don't always make it fast or easy. Let me tell you who does. It's a company called Avant. Finally, a company that gets it. Sometimes average folks like you and me just need a little extra money, maybe a car or a home repair or something around the house, but you just don't have it, but you want to get that project done. Avant comes to the rescue. All you have to do is go to AvantOffer.com, check your competitive rate. Checking your rate is risk-free with no effect on your FICO score. Avant will provide access to unsecured personal loans from $1,000 to $35,000 without ever setting foot in a branch. Complete your application in minutes, literally minutes, and the funds could be in your account as soon as tomorrow. See how easy and convenient borrowing is through AvantOffer.com. Avant will give you a $50 Amazon gift card after you make your first payment on time. For this offer and to check your rate risk-free, go to AvantOffer.com and enter the promo code TMOS. That's A-V-A-N-T, offer.com, promo code TMOS, AvantOffer.com and TMOS. Loans made by WebBank. Funds are generally deposited by ACH for delivery next business day, approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details. Okay, welcome back to
welcome
the
back,
Show.
And welcome back to you, Mike.
Welcome.
Audio vault for Thursday, May 5th, 2016. Take it away. Friday, May 6th, 2016.
When I sit down at my computer, I see something that makes my morning, and this did right away. Yesterday was the 75th anniversary of the USO, the United
yes.
Service Organization, and they sort of serve, you know.
USO.
Yeah, they serve the troops overseas. Bob Hope was with them for years.
Did you see Dave?
Yeah, I did. Oh, and there was a big presentation where the president, the
off
vice
the
president.
Reservation.
And
yeah, I mean, really, okay, I get it. You can grow a beard. You're not working anymore. My God, trim it, for Christ's sake.
Well, at least
really.
He combed it. It looked better than when he was out
disgusting.
Jogging.
Disgusting. It's disgusting. I felt like I was in a Harley owners group rally.
Oh, it wasn't as bad as all that. But I, for one, can overlook the beard. It was fun to see Dave. He was introduced by Jon Stewart, who had marvelous things to say about Dave.
He's another one that looks like seriously
yeah, and he
get
was,
out of bed.
And he was like in cargo shorts and a t-shirt.
I mean, these guys are like, they cannot scream, I don't have to be on TV anymore.
Or how about, I don't give an F.
But yeah, that's true. But you know what? Letterman did put on a suit, and yes. I always think it's nice. Dave has a real soft spot in his heart for the troops, and he came out for the 75th birthday. And when Jon Stewart, who really did look like garbage, introduced him, this is what Dave said when he came out.
Thank you for allowing me to be here. And what can I say? Look at this tremendous outpouring. And Jon, I'm guessing trouble with the luggage. But other than that... I had a funny thing happen to me. A fellow came up to me before the show and he said, we love what you do. We love your writing. We love what you mean to the country. We love your poetry. And I said, who do you think I am? And he said, Walt Whitman?
But you know what? I hope Dave continues to poke his head into events and he doesn't just shut everything out like Johnny did.
Yeah, he brings the funny.
Because he's funny.
He knows who he is and he knows everybody's looking at his giant olden time beard that he's got. God, what a beard.
Gandalf.
Wow. While we're talking about hair, did you hear any highlights from Donald Trump's speech in West Virginia on Wednesday?
I did not.
This is one point that he made that seems to be off his what do they call them? His bullet points, his talking points.
Yes. Off message.
Yeah, this seems to be off message
pundits.
To me.
You know, you're not allowed to use hairspray anymore because it affects the ozone. You know that, right? I said, you mean to tell me, because, you know, hairspray is not like it used to be. It used to be real good. No, in the old days, you put the hairspray on, it was good. Today, you put the hairspray on, it's good for 12 minutes, right? But, you know, they say that you can't. I said, wait a minute. So if I take hairspray and if I spray it in my apartment, which is all sealed and... You're telling me that affects the ozone layer? Yes. I say, no way, folks. No way.
No way, folks.
Oh, okay. God.
He's a cartoon character.
He's the nominee. Yeah, there are moments like that where I'm like, I'm going to miss him. But then there are other, then when I really
Great
think
for
about
radio.
It, like, no,
yeah.
I'm not. Oh, my
Great
God.
Great for radio.
All right. Wow. There's been a lot of Prince tributes, and this
Let
one.
Let me tell you, folks, my apartment, which is sealed.
Is it sealed?
It's totally hermetically sealed. This is going to affect the ozone. I'm so rich.
This is why we have Trump hairspray.
Works like the old stuff.
Lot of tributes to Prince lately. Mike, yes. You know the Paul McCartney and Wings song, High, High, High? And at the end of it, it has that sort of fast break, and it's a lot of fun. This is what Paul did in Minneapolis. This is pretty cool.
Do that with the bands that he puts behind him.
Oh, yeah. So just imagine being in the audience and getting that as a surprise. Pretty cool and a nice tribute. Another nice tribute is Ryan Reynolds, who was the star of Deadpool. Deadpool dropped on Blu-ray and DVD this week. Here's an ad he did that I found particularly entertaining.
You're closer now than ever. Deadpool on Blu-ray helps you be ready anytime. Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for Deadpool on Blu-ray. If you experience joint pain, easy bruising, vomiting, or clay-colored stool, stop watching Deadpool immediately. If you experience hair loss, skin sores, and irritability, you may actually be Deadpool. And if you experience an erection lasting longer than 4 hours, you're welcome. On Blu-ray and DVD.
Pretty great.
Nice.
Beautifully written.
Pretty really great. Well. And let's close with this. Mike, this made me think of you since your neighbor is Walmart. Did you know that Walmart is bringing back their greeters program? Finally. Yep. This is good news.
Walmart has announced plans to revive its greeter program, which they retired 4 years ago, though a lot of the greeters they called aren't answering their phones.
That is your magic audio ball. Nice. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And that's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show is in the books. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Tracker. We all live in an era of smart cars, smartphones, smart homes. Technology's made everything smart. But losing things is now a very, very big concern.
Sure.
It's enough to make smart people feel really stupid. You don't have to lose things anymore thanks to Tracker. Tracker is a coin-sized device that locates misplaced keys, wallets, bags, computers, anything in seconds. Just pair Tracker to your smartphone, attach it to anything, and you can find its precise location with the tap of a button. It's that easy. And if you lose your phone, just press the button on Tracker and your phone rings. With over 1.5 million devices, Tracker has the largest crowd GPS network in the world. So, your lost item will show up on a map, even if it's miles away. Never lose anything again thanks to Tracker. TMOS listeners get a special 30% discount off their entire order. Just go to thetracker.com and enter the promo code TMOS. That's T-H-E-Tracker.com. The hardest thing you'll ever have to find is their website. Go to thetracker.com right now and use the code TMOS for 30% off. That's thetracker.com, code TMOS. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying see you next time and have a great weekend. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Good day.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.